Hello and welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is Carol Wellsman, and you are listening to The Cool Jazz Set on one of the premier modern jazz shows on the East Coast. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of this great American art.
Oh, thanks. Carol Wellsman, one of my favorites. What a great, what a great voice, as well as a marvelous pianist. Well, welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, this modern jazz with taste. And we are on 90.1 FM from the University of Richmond, where we are originating the show and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. And a very special hello to our friends that are tuning in on WYAP FM 101.7 from Clay, West by God, Virginia. And hello to our friends out in Surprise Valley, California, that listen in on KDUP Radio. Well, we'll get started tonight with a really great piece. I think you'll like this. This is Carol Wellsman from her album Journey, and we'll talk about her in just a little bit. This is Never Make Your Move Too Soon.
Three days of snow in Birmingham. Thought you would wonder where I am. Called your number all night long. It's no comfort on the telephone. Went out and caught me a midnight flight. Thought a little love would make everything all right. The landlord said you moved away. You left me all of your bills to pay. Look out, baby, I think you made your move too soon. You left me here with Keno card. This life in Vegas, it sure ain't hard. I ran it up to about 50 grand. I cashed it in and held it in my hand. That kind of word can get around and make this lost love turn up found. I hear you knocking at my door, but you ain't living here no more. It's too bad, baby, I think you made your move too soon.
And that was the John Brown Group from his album Quiet Time, and that featured Ray Codrington on flugelhorn and on saxophone Brian Miller. John Brown, the bassist and the leader, on piano Gabe Evans, and Adonis Rose on drums. And that was a beautiful composition actually written by Oscar Peterson, When Summer Comes, John Brown. And before that, we heard a nice quartet, the Eddie Daniels Quartet, and that was recorded back in 2004 or 2005, I believe. And that featured Eddie Daniels on clarinet, Hank Jones on piano, the great bassist Richard Davis, and Kenny Washington on drums. It Had to Be You. And we opened tonight's show with the very talented vocalist and pianist Carol Welsman from her album Journey. Never Make Your Move Too Soon. And Carol, thanks for that nice introduction to my show. Only had one other person actually sing an introduction, and I appreciate you going to the trouble to do that. I think that was kind of cool. Well, let's see. Speaking of cool, 1949. When did all this modern jazz start? Well, a lot of it got started back in the 40s, and this is a 1949 recording. The great alto saxophonist who started a whole lot of this, Charlie Parker with strings, April in Paris. Thank you.
Hi, this is Lou Soloff. How can we help prepare our kids for the future? These days, our children face challenges unimaginable to us just a generation ago. We adults need to help our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest and keeps them involved. If that something happens to be music, the child will benefit in so many ways. Playing music in school is a great way to make friends. Studies are showing that kids involved in school music are less likely to get into trouble. And kids who've studied music tend to find science and math concepts easier to grasp. They even score higher on the SAT. It has to do with development of something called spatial IQ. Get your kids involved with school music. It's a great way to help prepare them for life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Oh, thanks, Lou, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here, the campus, a very quiet campus right now, the University of Richmond. All of the students have taken off and are enjoying their spring break. Some went home, some went to Florida, and to the beaches. So we hope they will stay safe and return home energized and ready to finish out the school year. But it's hard to believe that spring is here and May looms for graduation for lots of our students as well. Well, let's see. Up next, we're going to hear something from vocalist Amy Cervini. This is from her new album, Jazz Country. And I think you have, jazz fans have probably heard this tune before. Fram Sauce. I think Mr. Nat King Cole did a version of that as well as a bunch of other folks. So here's Amy Cervini.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the oxen fay, shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon, that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim-fram sauce with the oxen fay, shafafa on the side. You know a girl, she really gotta eat, and a girl, she should eat right. 5 will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the us and fay, shuffle on the side.
Side.
And that is a new release by the LaLama Brothers, Portrait of Jenny. And that featured Ralph LaLama on tenor saxophone, Dave LaLama on piano, Peter Washington, the bassist, and Kenny Washington on drums. And that was Portrait of Jenny. Beautiful tune. And before that, we heard from Miss Amy Cervini from her album Jazz Country, Frim Fram Sauce. And that featured on clarinet Annette Cohen. Well, let's see. This is a really interesting album. My CPA, believe it or not, put me onto this guy. His name is P.T. Gazelle, and he is a harmonica player. And the only jazz harmonica player I've ever really thought much about was the great Toots Tillman, who, by the way, will be 92 years old in April. Just a little tidbit. But in any case, this guy is really something. She let me borrow his album, and I got in touch with him, and found out that he is going to be here on March the 27th up at the Ashland Coffee and Tea. And that's in Ashland, Virginia. By the way, the phone number there, if you'd like it, is 798-1702. And it's a really great venue, by the way, too. It's at 100 Railroad Avenue in Ashland. He will be there with his group on March the 27th at 8 o'clock. That's a Thursday night, by the way. But anyway, this is a really nice album that he did entitled 2 Days Out. And a lot of jazz standards on this, and I think I'll play There Is No Greater Love, Mr. P.T. Gazelle. Thank you.
When you're still, do you hear one small voice, crystal clear, saying, listen here, my friend, listen here. Well, that voice is your own, and it speaks to you alone. You can count on me, it says, so listen here. This is you. This is real. This is really the way you feel. You can run and you can hide, but then sometime, someplace, each of us has to come face to face with that little voice inside. So we hope and we yearn and we live and sometimes learn from that little voice that whispers crystal clear. And we each hear a call, because it's calling to us all. Follow me, it says. Never fear. Listen here, old friend. Listen here. To come face to face with that little voice inside. So we hope and we yearn and we live and sometimes learn from that little voice that whispers crystal clear. And we each hear a call, 'cause it's calling to us all. Follow me, it says. Never fear. Listen here, old friend. Listen here. Listen here. Listen to your heart. Just be quiet. Listen to what your heart says. Listen. Here.
And that was the great Madeline Eastman from her album that she did with the great late Tommy Garvin, a good friend from Virginia that ended up on the West Coast playing with lots of great artists, including Madeline Eastman. That album's entitled Bear, A Collection of Ballads, and that was Listen Here. And let me tell you about a great jazz event that's coming our way, and I hope that you will be here to check it out. It is the Steve Davis Quintet, and the Richmond Jazz Society is bringing Steve here with his quintet from New York, and that features Larry Willis on piano. Steve Davis, of course, the great trombonist. The bassist is Nat Reeves, and we're real excited about him being with the group. Billy Williams on drums, and on sax, Abraham Burton. And that will be on Tuesday, April the 1st at the Capitol Ale House. That's at 623 East Main Street in Richmond. Tuesday, April 1st. Doors open at 7, but get there at 6 to get a good seat and have dinner. Food is really good there, by the way, too. The great Steve Davis. I want to play something from his new recording he was nice enough to send me. And this is a tune he wrote called Nikki D. Here's Steve Davis and his quintet.
Thank you.
the great Steve Davis, trombonist extraordinaire, coming to the Capitol Ale House for the Richmond Jazz Society April 1st. I forgot to give you the phone number. Tomorrow you can call and order your tickets, and that's at 804-643-1972, 643-1972. That's the Richmond Jazz Society. I hope to see you there. It'll be a great show. Let's see, up next, a really nice trio recording. This is Italian bassist Giovanni Sanguinetti, and he has a nice recording that he did with the late Ed Thigpen, who was Oscar Peterson's drummer, and New York pianist David Hazeltine. I think you'll like this. This is Diane.